Hi, it's Kim Peterson.
And I'm Pastor Joe Lyles, and we are part... Wait a second, not we. You are part of the music and worship team here at the Neighborhood Church.
I am.
Wait a second. Can you say music and worship, but like sing it in like a super awesome, like worshipy gospel vibe?
Music and worship, yeah.
Oh, I love it. This is so good. Okay, what should the kids be thinking about in the car today, Kim?
Well, while you're in the car, we want you to use your imagination to picture something in your mind.
Like picture a treehouse. Yes, a treehouse.
Ooh, one of my favorite things to play in when I was little. And honestly, still now.
Treehouses are so fun. So how about the treehouse you're picturing? Where is it? Is it in your backyard? Is it in your friend's yard? Maybe it's at a playground.
How high is it in the tree? How do you get into it?
The treehouse is just for you. But who else could it be for? Who are you going to invite into your treehouse?
Will you invite Jesus into your treehouse?
You know, Kim, even as a pastor, I'm not trying to invite Jesus into my treehouse.
Wait, why wouldn't you invite Jesus into your treehouse?
You might not know this, but Jesus doesn't like trees. He's the opposite of a tree hugger. He's a tree curser.
What are you talking about?
Haven't you ever heard the story of Jesus cursing a fig tree?
Oh, I think I heard that a long time ago. Remind me how it goes?
Yeah, I can help with that. I know the Bible a little bit. Okay, here we go. Ready? Well, Jesus was hungry and he passed by a fig tree. It was full of beautiful leaves, but no figs. So Jesus told it, "May no fruit ever..." That's the Jesus voice, Kim. "May no fruit ever come from you again." And the tree withered up and died. So see, Jesus hates trees.
Well, what happened after he cursed the tree?
Yeah, that's a good question. His disciples were like, "Why'd you curse that tree?" And he was like, "'Cause trees be evil, yo." That's kind of a different translation of scripture and Jesus speaking, but that's what he said.
Yeah, that's totally not what's in the Bible. Didn't Jesus tell his disciples that he did it to show that if you have faith in God, you can do some amazing things, like make a tree rot or move a mountain into the sea?
Oh yeah, he definitely might have mentioned something like that.
Well, friend in the car, when you picture your treehouse, you can invite Jesus in with you and know he won't make the tree rot. In fact, Jesus is always with us anyway. So he's in the treehouse even before you get there, and he'll be with you all day today. So whenever you get stressed or sad or angry, picture Jesus there with you, calming you down.
And if there's figs for lunch today at school, definitely skip those. They might be cursed.
What school serves figs? Anyway, thanks for letting us ride along with you this morning. If you still have time in your drive, talk to the others in your car about what your treehouse looks like.
And look for our bedtime podcast too. It comes out weekly, Kim.
You know, Pastor Joe, since I am on the music and worship team, I think we should end this out with a song. And I think you should sing with me.
I didn't prepare to sing today, Kim. I usually just preach and pray. That's pretty much my MO here at the church.
Well, we're going to improvise, and you're going to start us off.
What are we singing about?
Tree houses.
I like my tree house up in the tree.
I like my tree house high on up.
I look out the window and I see some stars.
And when I look out the window, I can see the sun. And any season that is there, we have fun.
And the grass is greener on the other side.
But not always, because Jesus is there by your side.
She rhymes side with side. Hey, that's awesome. Hey, we love you guys. We hope you're having some fun. If you want to make up your own song about...
tree houses.
We hope you have a great day at school. And we just wanted to say...
thank you so much for listening and driving along with us on the Neighborhood's Drive Time podcast.
We love you, and Jesus loves you too.
Have fun, kiddos.